From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama targets the Islamic State group. Mr. Obama says more than 100 nations and institutions have joined a global movement to destroy the Islamic State militant group. Speaking at UN headquarters Tuesday, where he chaired a summit on countering violent extremism and the Islamic State, he announced that Nigeria, Tunisia, and Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria.
I have repeatedly said that our approach will take time. This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife. And as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
President Obama also told the summit the campaign will involve both successes and setbacks. Meanwhile, the United States announced financial sanctions against major Islamic State leaders and financial figures and designated additional individuals and groups as foreign terrorist fighters. The Treasury and State Departments imposed the penalties on a total of 30 individuals and groups. The leader of a failed coup in Burkina Faso says he fears there are many dead after the army raided a camp holding renegade Presidential Guard members who refused to disarm. General Gilbert Diendéré spoke to the French news agency Tuesday from an undisclosed location after the army assault. He said there were families and a medical clinic in the camp in the capital of Ouagadougou. The army says as many as 300 members of the 1,300 coup participants surrendered. This is VOA News. West